Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers here on our Paul Bunny Communications postgame show. Tom, that first period, there were a ton of turnovers. Thought you did get better at that, but picked a bad time for another one there, didn't you?
Yeah, no, we thought they tried to bypass their pressure right there. Our bypass was guys in the neutral zone on that second one. We had a guy open, but obviously, again, you saw what happened. We saw what happened.
Well, then, you know, obviously any team that gets up in the third period, that's going to be tough to come back from. You guys sure gave it a shot. That was a weird final 3 minutes of hockey.
It was really weird. There's what, five penalties?
Yeah. You know,
and, well, whatever.
In a situation where you're pulling the goalie that early, how do I word this question here? The guys feel that extra pressure, or does the fact that it's the playoffs mean that they're feeling that anyway?
I don't know. Yeah, you got to pull them, though. I was contemplating, and I didn't do it. I was contemplating at 3:45 when we had the TV timeout. I just thought that might have been a little too long. And the only reason I didn't pull them at that time, we were having a hard time getting the pucks on the forecheck, and they were relieving pressure. I just wanted to try to get into a little bit of a rhythm. I wanted to kind of knock a little more time off the clock. We wanted to pull them at about 2:30, 2:45, but then we had that second face-off, probably, I think it was at 3:10, 3:15. We just said the heck with it, because you just don't know. You just don't know if you're going to get that opportunity. And I just said, we got to get a face-off. We just got to get a face-off right around 2:30 or 2:45. That's what we kind of wanted. But anyway, that's what we did.
It's all predicated on that, right? Obviously, you'll pull the goalie if you have to, with a minute left. But if you've got the opportunity, the offensive face-offs, that really is what dictates to you when you're going to do it?
100%. 100%, because you don't know if you'll get another offensive zone face-off. And then you got to watch over playing your guys you want out there. So there's a lot of things that play into it, guys.
This game was so streaky, Tom. As far as them controlling play, as far as you getting it back and controlling play, when you've got momentum like that, do you take a few more chances with playing your top two lines even more? When play's going your way.
Yeah, I mean, you guess it all has to be a feel. A lot of it's matchups, guys. A lot of it's just matchups and the matchups we want. But yeah, you have to have a good feel for the situation, I think.
Well, in the first period after they got their goal, you guys, I thought, had a really good, 2-3 minute pushback where you got your goal as well. I mean, that was kind of the way the game went. Each team had their opportunities, but there in the first, that was a pretty big goal for you guys at that point in the game to get back into it.
Oh, big time. And no question, you didn't want to go down 2-0. And we answered back, and that was a big boost on the bench, and yeah.
Matthias Scholl made an unbelievable second save in the second period, then he made one that was even better than that in the third period. How much better is he getting, and all of your goalies at that, at second save and second reaction stuff?
Well, he's a good athlete, and that's one thing he can do is he recovers quick, he's got good reflexes, he's got good anticipation, all those types of things.
Well, there's no tomorrow if you don't win, obviously, tomorrow and pretty much the rest of the way, right?
So, right on.
So you know what's ahead of you.
Three-game series, guys. That's what we're hoping for. That's you know what, and it's one of those things. You can take a look at a lot of the games, and that's the playoffs. This first round, I mean, it's a bear, and it's a fine line, and, we just got to go to three now. That's the way it is.
See you tomorrow.
All right, guys.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, here in our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show. Final score here.